a chat. They've just put out a new album called When It's Late. It was released about 2 weeks ago on Let Them Cook Records. It's a very, very Gen Z record label name. And we've had them on before to talk about one of the tracks that landed on this thing, I Can't Change You. Folks, we have Pons here on the line joining us from Bristol in the UK. How you doing, Pons?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, man, my pleasure. How have you found the transition to Bristol from Aotearoa? Do you see, like, the UK influences that you grew up with that you didn't know about?
I honestly, it's been way easier than I thought it would be. I don't know, I guess I had this picture in my head of it being super different, but honestly, it feels really, like, it feels the same.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, different city, like really vibrant nightlife, and yeah, no, it's really lovely. It still has lots of green space, and I'm really happy.
Mean. And how does the food compare?
Ooh.
Because I've heard British food is, I've heard, is kind of average, but obviously there's so many immigrant communities over there that bring over their flavors and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really done, like, the classic British food too much. I tried a Scotch egg when I first got here, and that's probably about it. I've just kind of cooked for myself because it's too expensive otherwise.
Oh, fair enough.
So, yeah, the Scotch eggs were fine. Nothing crazy. Didn't change my life, but that's okay.
This new album I saw on Instagram, you said that it had radio play in many countries, including Germany, the Philippines, South Africa, the UK, Poland, and weirdly Russia. How did you find out that your stuff was getting played over there?
Through Relish, who was like the PR company that helped push it worldwide. Mm. But yeah, Russia, isn't that insane?
That is nuts, man. Do you know what, like, cities you are most popular in Russia?
I can find out, but I don't know off the top of my head.
That's okay.
Usually I'll get some really rogue ones, and it's like, whoa, I didn't even know that place existed.
Yeah, Zimbabwe, popping off in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, probably. There'll be at least one. You know?
Now, on Instagram, you made a reel saying, day three of trying to get my song on Love Island. Have you had any luck yet?
Not yet, but we keep trying. Today I've done day four.
What would you do if you were one of your songs?
Tomorrow we'll do day five.
Get day six, seven. What would you do if your song did get played on Love Island?
Oh, I would scream, cry, throw up, be so excited. Mm. No, yeah. I would be so excited. I mean, you'd definitely all be hearing about it.
Have you been watching any of the most recent seasons, like the Australian season that's going on right now?
Honestly, no. I haven't even... Oh, yeah, I mostly watched it in uni with the flat, which... Mm.
During lockdown?
Yeah, like that was the peak time for Love Island. That, like, group of people, I can't even remember their names, but everyone knows, oh, it's the Molly Mays and the Tommies. Yeah, that was the year.
It sure was.
I want my song on that year.
Did you watch the season with that the Italian Stallion, that guy who had, like, a square face? Oh. He was very Italian. And
Wait, do you mean Davide?
Davide, that's his name. Yeah. Man, what a show.
Yeah, it's all coming back.
Flooding back in. You've had a residency at Call FM for a wee while. How's that going on?
It's good. Well, now that I'm in Bristol, I can actually film it live or, like, pre-record it in studio, so that's exciting. But yeah, it's been really good. I've gotten, like, random people comment on my Facebook saying that they actually have, like, found out about me from Call FM. So I was like, that's really cool, because sometimes
That's really cool FM.
That is really cool FM. But sometimes I don't really know if anyone's listening or, like, who is that audience? I don't really see them the same way that I see, like, my Instagram following and stuff. So, yeah, it's cool.
It's nice. Very cool. I think it's almost nicer than social media because it's something you can't quantify. It's mysterious, you know. Mm-hmm. And I see that you've been playing a lot of jungle and dubstep and a few other electronic-y music styles. Has doing that residency expanded your knowledge of those genres?
Yeah, it's been really good for forcing me to find new music as well. And I also, at the start of my show, I always do New Zealand music, so it's been really good at keeping me in the loop with New Zealand music and what's fresh and who the new artists are. Because otherwise, sometimes you kind of just like stick with all the music that you know and you forget to go out and hunt for new stuff.
Oh,
so
completely,
it has been really good.
This new album of yours, When It's Late, it's your debut album. Very, very exciting. How does it feel to have, a full body of work like that under your belt?
Honestly, so much better than I thought it would feel. I guess I didn't really know if it would feel very different from releasing a single, and sometimes they're pretty anticlimactic, to be completely honest.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been great. I feel like I've really been able to like sit in it and live in it and experience it with a lot more people.
So you're kind of getting like maybe a third person perspective almost?
Yeah, I'm getting to kind of just be in it for a bit longer and not feel like I need to push on to the next thing. So no, it's been really cool and something that I should sit in it and celebrate. So it's been nice to actually do that.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear. And I imagine it's hard to do that because when you're making something like that, I mean, how do you get outside of yourself to sort of see what you've made, you know? Because, it seems like it would be hard.
It goes on for so long that sometimes you're over it by the time that it comes out. But I think it's just so me, the whole album, that I'm not over it. Like, I'm actually still really excited about it and happy to share it with everyone. And I've got new people kind of coming on board every day. So it's just, it's sick.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And I mean, people are loving it as well. The video for Hideaway is doing super well. It hit 92,000 views last I checked. Why do you think that's doing so well?
I don't know. The YouTube algorithm is kind of doing its thing. Finally, an algorithm helping me. It's just doing bits.
Did you make the video in Bristol or was it in London?
It is in London, and it's when I just got back from traveling Europe for 3 months, so it's like with my Europe tan before it got absolutely deleted by the UK weather.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a run and gun thing with me and one of my close friends who is actually a New Zealand artist as well. Her name's Bexy, and then her boyfriend called Zach, and we kind of just filmed it and made it up as we went. We went into like a supermarket and did a like, they're called offies here, but they're like little dairy kind of things. So we did a section in there and we just played around with it the whole time.
You shot some stuff on the tube?
Yes, we shot some stuff on the tube. No one really cares here.
That's good. Because I don't know if you've seen videos of the New York metros, but the New York metros are like terrifying. It's absolute madness over there. I don't know what they're doing.
We did it on a Sunday night, so it was like relatively low key, but I was still really worried about people like staring at me or something. But literally, like, the craziest stuff happens there all the time, so actually no one even cared.
Yeah. The album is called When It's Late, and I want to know, you know, what happens when it's late? Is this thing, is the name rejoicing the nocturnal community of sort of clubbing, or about the late night decisions and woes of romance? Because I think there's a fair amount of that on here as well.
It's a little bit of both. I think, like, sonically, it's all about that clubbing and also, like, late night drives and introspect. That's kind of what I wrote it about, but then, the romance side definitely comes through in the lyrics a lot.
I mean, you said that the songs on here came from your subconscious on reflecting on your early 20s, which was full of change, you know, moving away from close friends, moving countries, navigating a full-time job. What is your biggest takeaway from all that flux?
Wait, what do you mean?
What have you learned the most about yourself through experiencing all these different experiences?
Yeah, I guess it was just, like, for me, those couple years were just so, I guess your brain, like, goes through a lot of different things, and it was cool to kind of have it all written down in a way, like, in the album, just all these changing feelings, and I like the fact that the lyrics a lot will, like, contradict themselves, and, it's all about, I'm not confused about what I'm writing about, you know, I'm confused, like, my own brain is just confused about life. Just, like, this whole thing of figuring it out.
Do you think that you thrive in times of huge change, or do they throw you for a loop?
No, 100%. I like, as I've gotten older and like had more changes, I've realized I love it.
Mm. Mm. Me.
I've really learned to embrace it.
Oh, that's so healthy.
Oh, I love change, Alan, but maybe too much.
Yeah, oh, true. It's always in moderation, right?
Yeah, I'm already like, where could I move to next?
Nuts. Russia. Maybe go to Russia. No, very, very bad timing. Do you have any shows planned for New Zealand? Do you think you'll come over here for the New Zealand summer for a little bit and do a couple shows?
Oh, I'm not going to come over this summer, but I'm thinking maybe next summer.
Oh, true. So, years time?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, you know, very, very fair.
I think that feels right to me.
And you mentioned before that you're not planning on working on the next musical thing immediately, that you're going to give yourself some time to just chill.
In saying that, I'm already working on it. Needed like 2 weeks.
Can it be called When It's Early and just like, you know, be like an acoustic folk indie album?
To the recommendations list, but no promises.
And my last question I have here in my little document. Do you have any New Year's plans? I've been trying to ask as many guests as I can. What are your plans for New Year's?
I do. Well, it's my first winter Christmas and winter New Year's.
Surreal.
So, yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's like the days are getting shorter. It's dark. And it's so weird, especially coming into Christmas. But it also feels kind of right because
you consume so much
this vision.
Yes, we always consume so much media. It's so dissonant, and I don't like it. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's so we're going to go to Innsbruck, which is in Austria, for Christmas, and then Annecy, France, for New Year's. So gonna do a bit of skiing, be one with the snow. I'm very excited.
Mean. Oh, that sounds like a dope time, man.
Can't get me FOMO that way of like the New Zealand festivals.
Yeah, I'm skiing.
I have FOMO.
Crying while you're going down this beautiful mountain. I would do it.
I'm a different adult.
Oh, that sounds like a real swell time, man. Well, thanks for coming on the program and talking to me about When It's Late. I'm really looking forward to playing a few tracks from it over the next few weeks. Do you have any final thoughts, considerations, words of wisdom for our lovely listeners?
I don't really have any words of wisdom, but if you want to, you should go listen to the album.
Okay, well, very, very wise, very wise words. Thank you for coming on the program, and we'll catch you when It's Early comes out.
Perfect.
Thank you, man. All right, folks, that was Pons. We're talking to Pons about her latest record, When It's Late, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to be playing the track Fantasies from the album. And then at 9:45, we'll have Clowning Around. Just Janie will be joining us at 10:15 for a chat about her new track, Shot of Espresso. So we've got some stuff still planned for the show. Here is Pons with Fantasies. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
On my waist, and he said, "You don't have to go." Take me to the edge on the night. Now I wanna know.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.